At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk. This is the weirdest thing. How did we get on this? We're talking about school lunches.
Oh,
and oh my God,
yes.
There's two of you in the room.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up.
There is a story of like what kids want in their lunches, and it's like they want spaghetti was like one of the things listed.
You know,
and I'm like,
that's a tall order. Well, leftover.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be warm. So you want cold
there's
spaghetti?
There's microwaves in cafeterias.
Yeah, I think you can take your lunch and microwave
it.
I have never seen that.
Or you put it in a thermos. Remember when you would get sent to school with soup when you were younger and it would be in a, not Slacker. He hates soup. But my parents would send it in like a thermos and it would stay warm.
You had soup for lunch at school.
Yeah, it got very cold in California.
So then did you drink it out of the thermos or do you pour it?
You had a spoon. I think it was like the thermos
the lid
became a little bowl. So you would pour it into there and then you had a spoon and then you could drink what was left.
Okay.
Honestly, elite. I want to start bringing a thermos of soup in.
I don't know. Walking to the microwave, it's like a power move.
It is.
In front of everybody.
Well, there really was in your middle school?
Yeah.
There were at least two, if not more.
I don't even like using the microwave here at work. What if someone's in there and then I have to make small talk?
There's a hidden one in this hallway.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, same.
That's fantastic.
Maybe you could eat in the hallway too.
No.
I think I'm good. I like having a table.
Here's the thing. It got us kind of talking about, I can't even believe I'm going to say this. Like we're waxing nostalgic about some of the school lunches that are
like,
good.
Think about the pizza.
It's so bad.
Mm-hmm. It's so bad. It's good.
Yeah.
I know, but it's like, and I don't really believe in that because people go, oh, pugs are so ugly. They're cute. And it's like, no, they're just ugly. And the pizza, like now, have you gone back to a school? Because I think it's one of those things where you're thinking it's good.
I don't know if we're allowed to go back.
There are restraining
orders
for some of us on the show, but like you guys could probably go.
Yeah.
It's kind of a blanket order.
My sister was an elementary school teacher for several years and she would be on vacation with us and be like, I really miss those school lunches because she would get hot lunch like every couple days. If they had the enchiladas, apparently.
School's enchiladas.
Apparently.
We called them Crispitos. It was like
that's different.
It's different than the
That's a flauta or a taquito in the real world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Crispitos.
I remember when they changed. It used to have the shredded cheese melted on. And then one time we got it and it came with a little plastic bag of cheese. Like
and you
the
did
nacho
it yourself.
Cheese.
Yeah.
And you,
oh,
had, and you had to put it yourself. And it was like, what's going on?
Oh, you were mad at that.
Yeah. I was like, what?
We deserve
Yeah, melt the cheese.
Yeah.
Especially because you get double lunch. They would do a lunch count at the beginning. And if it was a good day, you'd say, I want two.
Wow.
Pizza,
how,
for sure.
What are you talking? Like,
yeah, what?
So there was just not enough people eating or something? And that you could get.
Yeah, because we went to it was a private school. So we just kind of, they would drop the food off at the public school. And then it'd be like, and how many do you guys want? And so they'd need to do a count every morning. You're like, who's getting lunch? And they would mark everybody. And you'd have to say, like, I want two. And they would punch your ticket twice.
Wow.
You ate two lunches?
Yeah, like a lot.
You had time to eat.
And you just got to request that?
Yeah. Because then you paid for it because they would punch your card twice.
Oh, my gosh. Were your parents pissed?
I would be so mad.
It's like all of a sudden, two slices of pizza? Oh, my gosh. How could the 17-year-old eat that?
Oh, I didn't realize you were that old when this
was
happening.
I was picturing like a third grader.
You kept eating hot lunch in high school?
All through high school, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Crispitos?
That's a crazy thing because my high school had hot lunch. I don't think I had it once.
You went off campus and went to 7-Eleven or something and got a French bread pizza.
How'd you know we had a 7-Eleven across the street?
That's what we did.
Or my dad would pack my lunch every time. PB&J on white bread, Diet Coke, and he would either put like like gummies or tortilla chips because that was just the sides he had. I was a 17-year-old girl, and he was still packing my lunch.
You're talking,
but it was so
you're talking
sweet.
Like Welch's fruit chews or something?
Yeah, it was just like, okay. It was just the thing he did because my parents were divorced.
Did he think you were 10?
He might still think I'm 10.
PBJ is not, street cred as a high school chick.
PBJ on white bread?
It's classic.
PBJ on white bread.
I understand you could stop making the hand signal of holding a sandwich. Relax.
Have you ever seen one?
It doesn't that
with,
scream.
Like, the Welch's grape jelly. You know what I'm talking about. I could
but
go for one
exactly
right now.
That's exactly what a 5-year-old eats. I don't feel
it's
like.
It's timeless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Diet Coke makes it a little more Sex in the City, but other than that, it's still a PB&J.
In a brown bag. He always had brown bags.
Oh, really?
Yeah, shout out to my dad.
Did they formerly have like a liquor bottle in them or something? Like, was he just
No, they were lunch bags. It was like he bought them at, you know, when the divorce happened, and it was a big bag of them, so he just kept. Yeah, I could cry, but
okay,
that's fine.
Here's what I think we should do. Will you call us and tell us your, like, it can be weird things that your parents packed for you, mm-hmm. like that.
Mm.
I guess that wasn't even weird. It's if your parents were
pretty
putting
average.
In.
I don't know that we were allowed to bring soda. That is kind of weird to me.
Oh, like, we can freeze a soda.
In high school?
Yeah.
No. They like took. I remember them taking the vending machines out of the cafeteria.
It was, but then you could still bring your own in your little brown bag. They don't check in your brown bag.
I don't know. I mean, maybe my parents were just saying that to me then. I don't know.
But I also want to focus on the hot stuff.
Yeah.
What do you miss? What would you go double on?
Weird. This has got to work. Weird school lunches is what we're talking about. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I don't remember getting a lot of hot lunches in school, but I also don't remember them being packed. I think I just like blacked out. But the one hot lunch that I do remember are the two. They were like mozzarella sticks, but they were they were bigger. They weren't super round. They were definitely flat on the bottom, and it almost looked like a baked ravioli.
What on earth?
I think I know what you're
talking
about.
Are you
talking
about like manicotti or something?
No.
It was mozzarella inside?
It was definitely like mozzarella sticks, but they were...
On the school lunch menu?
And they would give you a size. Yeah, they were massive, like this big.
Yeah.
And then there were two. Hot pocket size.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
They were delicious.
They were good, yeah.
And you think about them.
Did you dip them in like marinara sauce? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
That's a double day.
I'm gonna
That would be a double day.
Did you guys like the weird peas?
Huh?
No. See, I don't remember there
the
being
peas
vegetables.
Were the color of Aaron's shirt. So a real pea is green, right? And Aaron's shirt's got that like split pea soup, like that. You ate a pea yesterday and you just barfed it.
Okay.
That color. Like it's been it's biled up.
Never gonna look at this shirt.
Yeah, it does look like that. Your shirt looks like somebody barfed up peas. Okay. They're no nutritional value. They're horrifying, but I think about them.
You do?
Oh my God. Because
they're like pea mush.
They are. You put it in your mouth and you don't, like, toothless. You just shove it against her. You're like.
The good news is you could probably get that again someday when you.
Okay. When I am toothless. The other thing I remember is there was a dessert that almost killed me every single time.
Oh, it was a dessert.
Oh, yeah. What?
I don't remember having desserts.
Is it the ice cream cup?
Nope.
With the wooden,
wooden spoon.
The ice cream cup.
Oh, that would kill me. I wouldn't be able to eat it.
No,
okay.
You mean good. Because you loved it? No, you hated it.
Oh.
No, it
literally physically almost killed me.
Oh.
A dessert.
Brownie. Powdered sugar on top.
Oh, yeah.
And if you bring it to your mouth and inhale, it cuts off. It goes, the powdered sugar just cuts off your breathing entirely. And your brain has to do a full reboot to start breathing again.
You know. You also could have just learned how to eat it.
But you just get so excited. You're like, ooh, the brownie. And you're like. Every single time they served it.
Delicious.
So I was.
Yeah.
That didn't happen to anybody else?
I don't remember there being desserts. Yeah, I truly just remember the mozzarella sticks.
You didn't have a dessert on your plate?
No, I don't think
so. Oh my gosh. Did you guys ever do the like snack break when you could buy the Otis Spunkmeyer cookies and they were just raw? They were just raw in the middle.
The what?
What?
She's making up words.
Otis
Spunkmeyer. They would give you like a pack of four for a dollar and they were cooked, but no, the center is gooey, gooey, gooey.
Erica gets wound up, I get scared.
Yeah. Well,
do they still make them?
I bet.
You can buy them in bulk.
Otis Spunkmeyer.
And like the dough. And then so yeah, you take home and bake.
Oh, man.
Also my OnlyFans name. I don't. Okay. Weird school lunches, packed or hot. What do you miss? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about school lunches, and we're making Erica make lots of really weird faces when she talks about... You get
TV
real...
TVNJ!
Hack, you had one that you didn't get to talk about?
I did, yeah. My buddy Raj, his parents owned a bunch of hotels, and they were working at them all the time. Like, they built it. They were always working. So he was kind of on his own a lot, and so he would pack his own lunch, and he would just go to... what they used to stock the vending machines and put like three or four candy bars in a bag.
And that was
that was his lunch?
And bring it in, yeah. We were all so jealous of him. It was the best lunch ever.
That makes me sad.
No, just be sad for me. I didn't have any candy in mine. He had four.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't trade.
Oh.
No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't trade for your stupid pizza or your taquitos or...
No, a bag of squished Fritos?
Oh.
Alex...
Yay.
School lunch. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so school lunch for middle school and high school is really interesting for me. I learned in middle school that you could volunteer to serve the hot lunches. And in return, you got free lunch.
Yeah.
Do you get free double lunch like T-Hack?
Nailed it. Exactly. Doing like the really good stuff. I was getting down and dirty on that stuff. Like,
what are some others? Because I don't remember what they serve.
The whole kernel corn was it for me. Like their whole kernel corn recipe, and what they do is they like put like 3 sticks of butter in that bad boy, and then pepper it up and salt it, and you're just on your way to heart disease. It was amazing.
Like you're just like, yeah, fire me up on that corn. I'm gonna slop some food on these.
Okay.
But the best part is that my mom had no idea I was serving lunch this entire time. So she was giving me money for hot lunch all throughout middle school and high school.
And then you were eating double lunch for free.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah.
You're an entrepreneur right now or something, right? You own a huge company because you're a genius.
I own a side-by-side duplex, and I owner-occupy it, and I only pay $600 a month for it. So
I tell you, you know how to dip.
My man.
Dip.
I like where your head's at.
Oh my God. I love this. Thank you for the call, man. Can I post a show idea right now?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think, I know what we said, there's restraining orders. Do you think there is a school that would let us come? Like,
and serve lunch?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to serve lunch. Oh. Okay, if we serve, can we eat?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
No, we don't want to serve it because like they're not going to like us. They're going to be like, you know that that weird conversation where somebody's like, what do you do? It's like, I'm in radio. It's like, oh, I don't listen to radio. Every single kid's going to do that.
But what if we did some sort of event for them? Like we had a carnival and then we served lunch.
Jesus, can we just, all I wanted to do was to go get
one
lunch.
One thing at a time.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Can we just like,
if there's a school that would let us come eat lunch there.
Yeah, just.
We'll say hi to
your kids.
If you're
the counselor or the principal.
Erin remembers when you came to her school.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did you get lunch when you did that?
No. I got Erin. 303-222-5423. If you're an administrator or whatever, just text us. Like you could bring guests in. What?
I'd like to point out that we got a text that said, those cookies are so good.
The what? Punxsutawney something? What are they called?
Punxsutawney Phil.
No, what are they called? There's some stupid.
Spunkmeyer.
Like, Spunkmeyer. I'm going to order them right now.
Okay.
Brian?
Yay.
School lunch.
All right. I think T-Hack will relate to this, being an Iowa boy growing up. Cinnamon rolls with chili.
Yeah. Most epic school lunch.
Didn't someone
cinnamon
call
roll
us about
gooey,
this before?
Gooey,
I feel like it. Yeah.
Bigger than the bowl of chili.
Yeah. And you dip the cinnamon roll in it. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of that savory
I'm
and sweet.
I'm so into this.
Oh me too. God. I really want to try it.
Yeah.
I was into the cinnamon roll. Not the rest.
You know, really?
No.
You don't eat chili?
No, it's always unclear what's at the bottom of the chili.
More chili?
Probably
just
beans.
Chili?
Beans and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? It's hidden under that. I don't like it. What do you want?
I'm so worried about you.
Do you want to read any of the texts?
Yeah, we got some other texts. Someone sent a website where you can buy classic school lunches. Ooh. It looks like it's like Gunther's, but there's an I in it. G-U-I-N-T-H-E-R-S.
Gunther's?
Gunther's. Someone said, those are called cheesy mozzarella sticks.
Oh,
I work at a school.
Text that person back and get us into the school.
Okay, I will. Someone said the pizza 45 years ago was awesome. Turkey and gravy day was the best. We've also got Italian dunkers. Oh, I think they were saying that might be what yours were called.
Maybe.
Italian dunkers.
I always love breakfast for lunch. That was a double, too.
My daughter lived for breakfast for lunch.
Little hash brown.
French toast sticks.
Yep.
Then you dip them.
I'm going to end on this one because I don't know how I feel. The mashed potatoes and gravy. That weird, salty, delicious, green gravy?
Green gravy?
I'm worried for this person. No.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
The news of the day with a catchy jingle.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news.
No. Yeah. I'm proud of everybody. Mostly Erica, because she's usually the...
I haven't laughed all week, I think.
You're the squeaky wheel on this bad boy.
Our listeners say the same thing.
Yeah, that is
good morning, everybody.
Good evening.
Good.
Good evening.
Evening.
And welcome to the program. This is actually very big news for those of us right here in Denver. We now know the premiere date for Love is Blind Denver.
Yeah, baby!
By the way, this news was announced, I think, around the time that I found out I was moving here. Like, the fact that it was going to be here. It was a very exciting time.
Does that mean they film here or they take people from? What does that mean?
No, I think they filmed here.
They're at least all from Denver.
Okay.
You know what? They might film in LA.
Yeah.
But they have already filmed. No, don't. He's holding up a sign that says nope.
I want to know.
They have already.
You already used yours, didn't you?
Yeah. He used it on himself.
For the love of God.
They've already filmed the season. So now it's just
a matter
of.
Did I use mine?
Yeah.
Yes. Now it's just a matter of premiering. It's going to premiere October 1st. And
I don't know what this is. It's a reality show, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's where they date in pods. They never see each other. And then some couples get engaged. And they finally see each other after they're engaged.
And where do they, how do you not see each other when you're on a date?
Because you're in a pod.
You're,
and you're
like
talking
through
a wall.
Yeah.
Okay, so they don't go out to restaurants. So then what makes it Denver, though? Just
because
the pod is in.
Everyone on the show is from Denver. Yeah.
And are they using the plethora of former Bachelor and Bachelorette?
Probably.
Like, so do they, Chase and Ben and Lauren.
Yeah. And do they do that because if they are going to get engaged, you can't be like, well, I'm from Seattle and I'm from New York.
So they,
and it's like, you're actually, this could work.
Yes. Okay. It's so that it actually could work. And they do have some good success. There's also been a few couples who have gotten divorced.
Nice.
But Vanessa Lachey, who hosts it with Nick Lachey, said something happens in Denver that has never happened on any Love is Blind. This is season 9. So for something new to be happening, it's actually season nine. I'm very excited. I love this show. I hate watch this show a little bit. I think that the boys should get on board because maybe we'll be able to get some of the contestants here in studio.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Really?
Get with the program.
Okay, so
they can be out there. We'll talk through the wall.
But we can see them.
Not a bad idea. Yes. We get to see them. So you're like watching and you're like, these two people just like should not get engaged. And then they do.
But do they only do beautiful people?
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's not as crazy as like Love Island where they're in bikinis all day.
Hot.
Yeah.
It's like, average,
very normal,
good-looking people.
Yeah.
Like this room. We all could have been on it.
Yeah.
Slacker might have aged out, but...
Good evening.
I think my ride's here.
Wow.
Oh, I'm scared. So, we all know about the Coldplay... Coldplay affair incident. So, there were a couple of things going around afterwards. The first one being that the CEO released a statement that's not actually from him. That's,
for real?
Yeah.
For real.
That was like a fake one.
You know, I acknowledge my mistake.
Yeah.
But I'd like some privacy.
Why would anybody make that fake?
Because it's funny. Because
at the end, he blames Chris Martin.
Yeah. He's like, I respect, but I want privacy. Oh. And it's like, you took your side piece to a Coldplay show.
Right.
Okay, no privacy.
So it really
for you.
Wasn't. Okay.
And then there was also another post that Coldplay is now having a camera-free section. That is also fake.
Good.
But I thought Coldplay put that up.
No, they didn't.
Oh, so the screenshot I saw was not
fake,
real.
Fake news.
There was also a rumor going around that whoever planned the company outing was fired.
Yeah.
I gotta believe that's fake. That wasn't a company outing.
He did. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't want the people in your company to see that you, the CEO, hitting the human resources.
You sure wouldn't.
But yeah.
Let's get him on Love is Blind.
Right. But didn't it seem like people around him knew?
Yes. The girl next to them definitely knew.
She, I think, was also sea level.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
That company is going down.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Simon Cowell back in the news. He's launching a new band as part of a new show on Netflix. It's called Simon Cowell, The Next Act. It's set to premiere in December. It's 6 episodes.
What are you saying boo for it? What, he launched One Direction.
Either nope it or don't.
That was, right. I don't have a
I
note.
I thought that was not actually Simon. It was the Pussycat Dolls. I thought she...
Nicole Scherzinger.
Didn't I thought it
was Simon.
It?
It was Simon's show.
Simon became... No.
Which one? There was one.
That was on BGT.
I think you're right.
That was on BGT. He was the one who was like, Harry's not good enough. Okay, X Factor. Same thing.
15 years ago, after launching One Direction on The X Factor, Cowell will star in and executive produce.
Yeah, but so it wasn't, but it wasn't Nicole who launched him.
This says it was Simon Cowell. I always thought it was Simon Cowell.
And it was actually Nicole who was like, we should bring in those other boys and put them together.
There's footage that came out all these years later, and it's...
That it was her idea.
What she should have said is, you should maybe iron the collar of your t-shirt, Simon.
Or stop getting plastic surgery. Yeah. You look scary.
He does look
just a
awful.
Little bacon necky.
There's something wrong.
I have really bad news.
We have time. Uh-oh.
Who's ready for one?
I've done nothing.
Well, I just went.
Hold on.
I think we should just call it.
Oh, I do have one. Okay. CBS canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Late.
Oh,
good
evening. Good evening. Good evening.
CBS has canceled the Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Oh, I have another.
Can I just say this?
I don't know why, though.
Didn't really say, and this doesn't count. I did want to kind of talk about this today. It's like them coming to us and going, hey, show's over. It's like, oh, May of next year.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty
weird. He's on till May of next year. Oh. That's not, then...
Okay.
No, I'm just...
Yeah, that's kind
of... You guys, just so if you're listening...
But there wasn't really a reason.
Maybe he's done.
No,
he said that he wasn't. He said. And that it's not like he's going elsewhere. It was just done.
I think those talk shows...
But can you still put on a good show for another year?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think those talk shows are making the money they used to make. Because nobody consumes...
Nothing makes the money it used to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. One more.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So Voldemort has officially been cast for the Harry Potter series.
Somebody!
But
who's got one left?
They're keeping it a secret. We don't know who it is.
He's the only one who's got it left.
Yep.
She played her cards right.
What you gonna do now?
Do you think they don't want us to know who it is so that when we see him, we can't tell who it is?
I think they just wanted it to be a surprise because I think it's a big actor. 303-222-5423.
That's the text line.
For what?
I'm just waiting. I'm just going to read a text. Oh, what's that one say, Tia?
It doesn't count.
No!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for the panic-inducing... What day is it, Tia?
It's Feel Good Friday.
I had nothing until 25
you
seconds ago.
You guys knew that this whole week has felt off to me. Yeah. So.
Yeah, this is, frankly, not our fault that we didn't know.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
And on Fridays, we try to make people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to hear, instead of our negative Nelly attitudes, we want to tell stories of positivity.
There was a text last week that said, Feel Good Friday does not mean crying.
That's right.
My apologies.
We did get a little
last
cry.
Last week was a good one.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Who wants to go first today? Because you know if you go first, you're more likely to steal everyone else's story because everyone just... In a panic. It's not good evening.
May I?
Yeah.
Sure, princess.
Okay. That is
Feel Good Friday.
That is feel good. I'm calling her a princess.
Okay. A new member of the team has been added to the Philadelphia Phillies. It is a puppy, and his name is Tugger. He's a 10-week-old lab, I believe. Oh my gosh, look at that face. He is so
cute. It's radio, so
well,
those
Aaron
of us just
saw the
listening.
Photo. We'll make sure that it goes up on our stories.
Okay.
But Tugger is going to be with the team during like their training camp and such.
Okay.
You know, which it's baseball season, so I don't know when they're
talking
about.
I don't know what's going on there, yeah.
But then he
so
will go on.
So did you pull an old story and you're trying to pass it off as news?
This is current.
Okay.
He is also beginning his training to become an accredited service dog to support disabled veterans. So he's just going to be with the Phillies for a little bit, get the word out about him, and then he's going to go on to help veterans. And that's the best I got today.
Love it. In 1966... Oh, Jesus.
Is she going to cry?
There was...
If you cry, you're out.
Yuck. No, just kidding. In 1966, there was a tree that was used in a music video for the Beatles.
Oh, no. You are going to cry.
No.
Oh. Oh, it's a Beatles thing. Oh.
The tree has another claim to fame.
Feel good.
It is a finalist in the UK's Tree of the Year contest.
Well, we really swerved from last time, didn't we?
This now tree we're is tree of the in culture.
Okay.
I want this tree to win.
Because it was on a Beatles.
And that is your Feel Good Friday.
This is like Feel Neutral Friday.
Hey, the puppy was cute.
I guess.
It's a beautiful tree.
I don't know. What do you have, T-Hack?
No, I'm going.
Oh. All right, princess.
It's funny because that doesn't bother me. It bothers Erica.
Well, I was is that true, princess? Spoiled by a texter, so yeah.
Spoiled. Young man was speeding down a highway in Kentucky when the police pulled out.
Is this a stupid story?
This isn't stupid story.
Oh, sorry. I forgot what we were doing. The police pulled him over and said, "What's the rush, young man?" He said, "Actually, I'm on my way to a funeral and I'm nervous because I don't know how to tie my tie."
Oh, no.
The trooper was like, "Get out of the car, son." And he tied his tie for him. And it's all caught on the trooper's camera.
Yeah, this one could make me cry. Whose funeral was it?
I should probably know.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't say. He was just rushing to a funeral.
I'm just glad you didn't say, like, his father.
No, it was. It does not say he was going to his father's funeral, but yeah.
That's still awesome. Beautiful.
Because you have to do, a tie is weird. You have to put it on and do it.
Right.
You can't.
It's the weird so thing hard is in the photo, I think, and this is another thing. This is a story for another day. It's kind of sexy in movies or whatever, but like a woman's like, oh, you're heading to work. And then she ties his tie from like looking at him.
Yeah.
That's wizardry.
How would you do that?
How in God's name would you do that?
I've never tied a tie in my life.
You couldn't even do it on you or on someone else, just not at all?
No.
Okay.
I can do it, but it doesn't look well.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, it looked like the trooper did it the girl way. Like,
He didn't take it off?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's
super figured out. Another level.
Yeah.
My story's out of England.
Hello, boys.
Oh, sorry.
There is a 16-year-old boy named Josh in England. He was having some trouble fitting in at school. He has some learning difficulties.
Oh, boy.
His dad, Craig, loves motorcycles. So he thought, how can I get my son to, you know, cheer up a little bit? So he reached out to kind of his motorcycle friends. I'm like, would you guys come maybe take him to prom or something to make him feel a little bit part? 1,500 motorcycle riders decided to show up for this 16-year-old boy and escort him to prom.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
And kind of show him, like, you are cool and kind of let everyone else know, hey, don't bully this kid.
Yeah, we're watching.
We've got, we roll 1,501 deep here. So that's very cool, yeah. So bullying, and he has epilepsy, he has autism, he has a lot of learning disabilities, and now...
He's got a whole pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it.
But what we really hope is for that tree to take first place.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
We're doing TV themes right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica has been not playing along in the studio, so now we're bringing it onto the air.
Where you lead. I will follow you anywhere. No? That you tell me to. You don't know? You go, T-Hack.
Like, he's got the same dumb look as I got.
Oh my gosh, Aaron even said it and you guys didn't even hear it.
What was it?
Gilmore Girls.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Never watched it.
Well,
not even with your sisters?
No.
Or your wife?
Or your wife? His wife's not going to force him into that. Okay, but
I was more of a One Tree Hill kind of guy.
Oh my god!
What's their theme song?
I don't want to be anything other than what
I'm trying.
Oh, yeah.
That is such a good show.
I love that song.
I always get that one confused with like 90210.
No. Very different.
Because one is reality and then one's like a actual
reality.
Isn't 90210 reality, like a reality based?
No.
No.
What?
I'm so worried for you.
No, I'm sorry. Beverly.
Laguna Beach?
Beverly
Hills.
Which one is like Spencer and Heidi on?
That's The Hills.
Oh, yeah. That one.
But The Hills is a spinoff of Laguna Beach.
Oh.
Which love the theme song was the Hillary.
Calm down.
No way.
Knows. Oh, yeah.
Let it wash
and then The
away.
Hills theme song was Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield, which has had a resurgence. I watched too much of that when I was too young, and now my brain is mush.
Okay. I remember buying the DVD set of Laguna Beach for my girlfriend in high school, like for her birthday one time.
Wow.
That was like such a big, it was like $1,000 at the time.
It wasn't, but like.
And there was a lot of, actually in our heads, there was a lot of seasons, only like three, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Here's what we were kind of talking about.
talking
about TV shows. Mm-hmm. Like right now, TV shows don't really have themes anymore.
They do.
Not really.
Like, yeah. The Last of Us has a theme.
But like on a lot of like Netflix or Apple TV, after the first episode,
Severance has one.
Skip.
Yep.
It allows you to skip.
Stick has one.
It.
It's by the Bam Camp.
But like I skip it.
Ted Lasso has one by Marcus Mumford.
Yeah.
What's Ted Lasso's?
I don't know.
Isn't it Believe?
All that you get.
That thing. I think that you were just singing two songs, but.
No, isn't it? It's like,
Yeah, it sounds just, you're
and then
nailing
Ted's moving
the
around
Marcus
the stadium
Mumford.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Here's a side. You have been skipping it.
No, I definitely have. And I've watched Ted Lasso all the way through at least twice.
Yeah.
Tiak wants to do one for our show.
A theme
you
song?
Want to create a theme song?
Didn't you want to do that?
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
you said you wanted to do like a 90s theme
really
song
short.
For our show.
Oh yeah, it was
a video.
Yeah, I know, but like we'd have to make a song, right?
You're right. Yeah,
we'd have to create like a 90s TV show song. Like, what was the song for Growing Pains? It was like
whatever happened to
that's Full House.
Oh
yeah,
but that keep going. Don't stop.
Predictability. The milkman. The paperboy. Even TV.
Yeah,
but we could do that.
Right? I think that in TX's mind, we are creating that video to the Full House theme song.
I don't remember the melody, but it's as long for Growing Pains. As long as we got each other,
as we got each other.
We've got the world spinning right in our hands.
Oh.
Baby, you and me, we gotta be the luckiest dreamers who never quit dreaming.
Hmm.
No?
I got nothing.
If only there was a radio station around here that could play it. is there a weird connection with that show and Blurred Lines?
Yeah, Robin. Alan Thicke is Robin Thicke.
Yeah, he's
Thicke's
on
dad.
That show. Oh. Or he wrote that theme song. He wrote that theme song.
Well,
or is Alan Thicke on the show?
Alan Thicke is the dad on the show and the father of Robin Thicke in real
Robin
life.
Robin Thicke would have been maybe just an idea.
No, but I think Alan Thicke also wrote theme songs for other shows. I think Alan Thicke was a bit of a musician as well as an actor. I could be totally wrong.
I don't know. I remember Leonardo DiCaprio being on that show when he was like little.
Oh, wow.
On Growing Pains.
Oh, really? Before he was like Gilbert Grape or whatever?
He was like the scoundrel that they took in. He was like, I remember he was taking food from the restaurant late night. I watched a lot of Growing Pains back in the day.
Oh.
Does anybody else have any other theme songs before we? Because Aaron and I just had a moment, and I just want everybody.
What was that even the theme song? To?
There's 104 days of summer vacation.
Oh,
this one comes around just to end
it. Don't do the whole thing. It's a bit long.
It is.
So the annual problem of our generation
is finding a good way to spend it.
T-Hack, can you end the break?
Like maybe.
Building a rocket or fighting a
mummy. What about the Simpsons song?
Climbing
Simpsons
up the
song.
Eiffel
Simpsons
Tower.
Song. You don't skip that.
Never heard of it.
That's
what?
Insane.
Actually, I've been on the Simpsons ride at Universal Studios, and something tells me it might be set to that song.
For sure.
Alan Thicke wrote the theme songs for numerous shows, including Different Strokes, The Facts of Life, and the original Wheel of Fortune theme song.
No way.
There was a theme song?
I guess, yeah.
I think it's probably still on there.
Oh. Yeah, I like the Bluey theme song. It's real simple. It's just the
Mom!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we had a photo shoot recently, and like all of a sudden, this is not going to happen. I'm not going tanning. I'm just saying that.
Oh, I'm not asking you to like go under a lamp.
I'm not gonna stand in front of somebody and let them spray paint me.
You don't have to be nude.
I respect self-tanner. I'm not anti-self. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Not an anti-tanner. But I'm not.
Why not?
I don't know what your big harumph is. Because I will tell you.
Harumph? Yeah.
Yes.
It's your middle name.
Okay.
I got a spray tan for that photo shoot. It sticks around for a while. And I thought today, my best accessory is a spray tan. I look eons better when I have a spray tan. And not to toot my own horn, I think I look great.
Modesty is just out the window right. With spray tanner.
I think that you should try it. I think both of you boys should try it. I know Aaron has tried it. Did you just not love it?
I just don't do it often because I feel like I like them, but I feel like I look funny.
Yeah, like
can
you're like, this doesn't look
Aaron's
like
Aaron's complexion.
Right.
You're with red hair. And green eyes.
My issue
you're not
is that,
supposed to.
No, my issue is that my arms are kind of tan, but like my torso is blinding white.
So then
so
are
I'm
they
trying
matching?
To like balance it. Yeah. And
yeah. It's not.
Sorry. Anyone else just have to visualize her torso all at once? And like, but what does it do with freckles? Does it cover the freckles? Is it like
it makes
paint?
Them a little less visible? Which I could imagine you wouldn't love. Like,
yeah, I love my freckles. Yeah. I want them to pop.
It's like you don't want to put on too much makeup or else they're gone on your face. And then it's just like, that doesn't look like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But boys, I don't see any freckles. I think we should
try. Freckles. I have lots of freckles.
No.
Do
get
you?
Up in on this.
No.
I don't think you
Here's
do.
The weird thing. Hack wants to do it. So why do I have to do it?
I just think it would be
all have
fun.
Do we have to do everything together? I want to get a high colonic. Who's in?
Ooh.
Is that when you like put water up your butt?
Huh?
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Why? I think it would help you. It would be your best accessory.
Would it make me look thinner?
It would make you actually thinner. I think it
helps clean you out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds awful.
It's bidet adjacent, so I'm in.
It's not bidet adjacent. It's bidet adjacent if your bidet is hooked up to a fire hydrant.
I'm working with the city of Parker on something.
They shoot hot water in you.
Yeah, this sounds like I'm just waiting
not hot
to be
water,
bloated.
But warm water. And then, and apparently you lay there and you can see it.
Yeah, drain
go
out.
Go in and go out, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And at first, the water is not clear.
And then you wait till it's clear. No, yeah. I've heard all about this and I it freaks me out. I'd be so bloated if you shot a bunch of water up into me.
Oh, but it comes back out.
I don't care.
I do want it because I get the ads for the self-tanner.
I know what you're doing
men.
And trying to stop talking about shooting water up your butt, but I'm not going to let it be. All right, but here's what I'm saying. Why do we have to do the thing you want to do and not the thing I want to do? I want water in my
I'm
butt.
In for both. That's clear.
He's okay with the fire hydrant.
Then, here's the thing. Erica, you're the one who's like, I want to take the boys. You're like, me and Aaron are going to take the boys to tan. It's like, okay, then do we get to like,
well,
we're going to take the girls for water butt.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like, my point of taking you guys to go tan is to understand a little bit more of like being a woman. So if you have something that is very boyhood that you would like to take Aaron and I to, I think we'd be open to that.
Do you think there is a tanning place on Earth that wants Hack and I to roll in?
They don't judge.
You keep underwear on when you're a man, I think.
I don't.
See, but I don't want lines. If I'm doing this, I want it professional. I want to look.
So you want to find a man who will spray your junk?
Yes.
You don't want to spray your junk.
I don't know. Why not? I've never done it. And the
do you
thing
want to
that,
spray your junk or do you want water up your butt? Those are
he
the
said
options.
He's
for I'm in for a good time.
Does it ever
go wrong?
No, it's like, does it ever rub off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it takes so like your about sheets have like, it
no,
looks
no,
like a
no,
shroud
no,
of Turin
like
or
that.
Whatever.
Now, there are instances where like when I'm in weddings and things and you're sweating because you're dancing and you're partying and it does rub off a little on your dress. I'm working on a solution for my wedding. But it's not like it's going to rub off on your sheets. It's just going to start to slowly fade. And then you might get some weird speckles. And then that's when I exfoliate it off.
We could take them to one of the places where you take everything off and you stand in the thing and like revolve around.
Oh, it does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like this way.
Yeah.
And you move this way.
It tells you to pose this to make and like.
That way someone's not up in your business.
Yeah.
I want someone to hurt. If I have to go through this, someone has to has to be. Do you lift anywhere that might be folded?
I don't. The only thing that they ask me to do.
Aaron,
you know what I'm saying? Like if your butt cheeks are a little.
So what you do is they say bend over a little bit for me. And so I'm like, ooh, and then they just get under my butt and then we return to normal.
Okay.
And you know, I had a friend once say, they ask you to bend because she didn't really have a butt.
Aww.
It was one of our funniest moments.
Is there a way we could do this all at once?
Like 4x4 tanning?
No, like Tiak and I bent over and there's water shooting up our butts.
No!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Diary time. I'm starting to regret the decision that we only read one entry a day.
Me too.
I'm not going to lie. I flipped and this is a shorter one.
No!
I know. And yesterday's was a bit controversial. We all started wondering if she even wanted to sleep with this guy.
Refresh my memory. What words did she use that were triggers for you? She's been dating this guy for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mike.
She said, I'm going to have to sleep with him at some point, which I don't think it means that he's going to force her or anything like that. It's not like dark. I think it just means she's like, if you like someone, you'd be like,
you'd be excited.
I can't wait.
I guess too.
Yeah. It was, we've been on enough dates by now that there's going to come a time when I'm supposed to invite him in to stay the night.
I think it was even before that.
Oh,
there was a, like, yeah, I'm going to have to sleep with him.
Okay. Well, her handwriting was a little crazy in that one, so I'm not going to go back.
Here's
to
my
it.
Thing.
But it's the same, like, she's not quite excited.
It's not like, I'm so excited. I'm a little nervous, but I can't wait. Yeah.
I think next time I'm going to let him in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more I've thought about it, I think you guys have it wrong. I really do. I think that's about her. She's she's nervous about being naked and being, she's like, I'm going to have to sleep with them.
Just like making
I'm
like, sure it's good.
Yes, I want to be good. And like, and we talked about that a little bit, but it's like, trust me, girl, it's going to be good. He like,
there's also, I don't know if you experienced this, Aaron. Sometimes it was like, you'd be kind of seeing a guy and then you would sleep together and then.
That's bye. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the communication dwindles and then it's like, okay.
And why do you think that is? Because the relations weren't good or he just had one goal in mind?
Or just like, oh, well, I don't want to get serious.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
But he still wanted to be serious enough to get you.
Dating in the 2020s.
Okay.
I always became like the koala on the branch afterwards. It's like,
yeah,
let's do that again.
That's again.
Yeah.
Again.
Rather than start over.
Because you're a pretty good person.
Clingy. But
I didn't want to use that word.
All right. So okay. We're caught up.
So that entry was August 10th, by the way. We are only jumping ahead to August 12th.
Okay.
Before she reads.
Yes.
Do you think she did it?
I haven't looked ahead. I'm going to go with
2 days later.
Not yet.
But she diaried it. She was saying, yeah, I'm going to have to sleep with it. Like,
I think they're planning the next
date. Maybe the date is tonight.
Yeah.
Because they've been on a few dates. So
and make out dates.
Yes.
Steamy
car make out.
Yeah.
Another show note. How come when I stick my tongue out, she gets repulsed, but she can do it whenever she wants? It's a double standard. And
it was
you were doing a weird thing with your glass yesterday.
Okay, well, that's not okay.
Okay, sorry. Ready?
Yeah.
August 12th. I need to stop freaking out about stuff because then I make it come true.
Oh,
he's making me dinner at his house tonight. Ding 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 ding! I have a
dinner
winner
at the house.
Do I shave my legs and wear matching underwear? Or do I purposely sabotage and delay the inevitable? This man makes me feel like I'm the gorgeous girl who everyone wants to be or no. And I have never felt like that. I've been insecure my whole life and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of myself. I want to be the girl that Mike sees when he looks at me. What do I look like in his eyes and from his point of view? She seems like a lot of fun. I'm sick of talking myself out of having fun. It. I'm shaving my legs. What's the worst that could happen? End of entry.
No.
I know. I like this though. I mean, I do like where her head's at, where it's like, I know this about myself. Mm-hmm. I know I'm insecure. I know I'm talking myself out of it. I know I should be more confident. I worry that she's like, I want to be the girl Mike sees. And I'm like, are you just not?
But isn't that, is,
or are like, you?
Isn't
or
are that you? The best yeah. thing in the world? Like, I forget, it's one of the self-help things that I've seen, but it's like, you should be with someone who puts you on a pedestal. Who?
Yeah. Well,
the best version of you is who they think you are. And then you rise to that and you should feel the same way about them. And then they rise to it and you make each other better.
Yeah.
You don't want to be with somebody who drags you down.
For sure.
Right. But if it's only one direction, or if you have so much doubt in yourself, you're just going to disappoint them.
Or you're going to let yourself.
Yeah. You're exactly, going to manifest exactly. it.
Yeah.
I have to ask a question of the women in the room about one of the things. Do you ever really do that sabotage thing? Is that a real thing where it's like, I haven't shaved.
So yeah, like, but I would just go ahead and do it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
The nights.
Not the first, you wouldn't, not on the first run though. You want the first run to be, you put your best foot forward.
Let me just put it this way.
Oh boy.
When you are going out for a night, you're a single girl, you're going out, your house is a mess and you haven't shaved your legs. There's like a 90% chance that someone's coming home with you that night. And that is study from friends of mine too. Mm-hmm. That's not just me, mom. It's not just me.
That is so weird that you say that, because I lived that exact thing. And she was like, come back. We went to her house and she's like, park here, stay here for 25 minutes.
Oh, that's aggressive.
And then when I got in, she did not get enough of her, because she'd tried on like 400 outfits and they were just
scattered everywhere.
And she just move them into piles and
25 minutes is really
well. She fast. Also tidied up a bit.
Okay.
Her physical.
Oh, no, you stay for 20. Okay.
No, it was like you stay in the car.
I had to stay out in the car.
I thought it was like you're only allowed in my place for 25 minutes. I was like,
oh, I can beat that.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a story about showers, and I just want to say I am very anti-showers. There you go. I don't mean like the wet
washing
kind.
Yep.
There's now grandma showers. I think we're just adding things
to celebrate.
To buy gifts for. I think retail comes up with them. Do you know what I mean?
I kind of, there are some holidays where I agree with that.
You're just like, ooh, maybe we do a day of love. And
yeah.
Right. Are you a Valentine's Day as a Hallmark?
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
If you love your sig other, you should celebrate them all every day. Yeah. February 14th is stupid. Like, because then you can't get a reservation and you're like, ugh, this is dumb. Go on the 15th. The hacks go just whenever, right? You don't go on Valentine's Day, right?
Not often, yeah.
Because it's just love is love.
We usually cook on Valentine's Day and then go out that weekend, whatever the weekend around it is.
But okay, so how do you feel about, I know you're, you're getting married.
I am.
Are you having showers?
No.
No. I've never been more proud of you. Yeah. I honest to God, I've never been more proud of you.
But yeah, like this is where younger me would have been like, I want three showers. I want an engagement party. I want a bridal shower. I want a wedding shower. And I'm just not in that place anymore. But
you don't need anything, Erica.
To be honest, so I had a family member get married not too long ago and went to the bachelorette party. And then they were talking about the bridal shower there and planning that. And I was like, what's that? I thought this was it. Like, I didn't realize that there was
more. That's when you buy him pots or wine glasses. But or
then
like,
you also do that stuff for the wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
So, my thing is my family, like my mom, my sisters, it's like five different locations. All my friends are all over the country at this point. There's no point in being like, can everyone fly to one place? No.
No. Let it go. But now the grandma shower?
I know. Okay. So I think it's silly.
It, of course it is. You're a great, like, so this is for when, I'm going to mansplain, a woman is about to be a grandma. Maybe, I guess the theory is you raised your kids
and
probably got rid of all the toys you had around the house and blankies and and like a bat. Like, so grandma has a shower to get some crap so she can watch the kids. It's like, that's what a pack and play is for. That's what a diaper bag is for. Like,
but
I'm going to bring you the stuff so that you can watch my kid.
I was very against this.
Oh, God.
I was very against this because I'm like, we don't, whatever. But what about families like mine, where my parents both live in different places than most of their grandchildren? So it means, what, do they need to buy stuff for every time the grandkids come to town? What if they
Or the parents supply it?
I know, but being a parent is so expensive.
Yeah, but you didn't have to do that.
You didn't have to have a baby.
No.
I would say the grandparents just supply it. If you want the kids overnight, like if you travel with your kids, do you fly with a pack and play?
Sometimes, yeah, but I would say both of my in-laws and my parents both have specific things at their house, like toys.
High chair.
Toys, books, all that stuff for the kids, and it's different. So that's what makes it different. Like, it makes it fun to go see Nana or Abuelita or whatever because it's like
you have a different cool bed.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Mm. So I think, so this is good.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's how they get that stuff. It's something different.
You're a grown-ass woman or a grown-ass man. You can afford your own, like, you're having grandkids. Buy your own. Buy you the stuff. This is why I didn't have a baby shower. Like,
because I'm like, for the first.
No.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
I made a decision.
Not having a bridal shower, we'll be having a baby shower.
Then don't have a baby. If you're not ready to have a baby, you need me to buy your stuff?
I don't need anyone to buy my stuff. But
then why do I have
to? You guys had a baby shower, right?
We did, yeah. In fact, my wife had a couple because she had friends, same situation, all over the country. And she had friends back in Iowa going, well, I wanted to plan. So they did like a virtual one. And then it was the mom's plan. Like they had a few because the other people wanted to plan it. So they didn't want to miss out on their like chance to...
Please tell me
your party.
So you're not on my side on this.
I don't think so because I don't think you're doing it because you need
the celebration.
Stuff. It's just a celebration. Yeah, just like you don't have a birthday party because you need gift cards. That's just people end up bringing them.
But at a birthday, like I don't go to Babies R Us and boop register. But like you do, it's like you go shopping and tell people get me this. I don't like that. Like my ex-wife and I chose to have a baby. And we were like, we can do this. So we just did it.
And it's kind of, I'm kind of on Slacker's side because also with weddings, you have a registry. And it's like, if you're combining your lives, you should have thought this through. Like, and the wedding is not necessarily for the bride and groom. It's for everyone. So, right.
But I think the only reason that the registry is there is because people feel weird about giving cash. If it was like, let's just get rid of all of it. Everyone just give us cash and we'll buy whatever we want. Because you got to give them a gift.
Yeah.
That's etiquette.
Why?
Because it's etiquette. It's just if you go to a wedding.
Who made that etiquette? Like.
Hold on. With a wedding.
Yeah.
I will be spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. On a wedding that you get to come and enjoy.
Right.
So I do think you should give gifts for
a
wedding.
But I didn't make you do that.
Then you don't have to come.
You don't show up empty-handed. You go to a dinner party. I know you don't do that.
I absolutely do not.
Here's the thing.
Didn't have to invite me over.
Erica is saying she's spending thousands and thousands and thousands.
And thousands.
I'm just going to bring cash because...
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I think if we made that more acceptable, I think then the registry would go away. Because
like for babies, too.
Totally.
I think. Because people feel weird
about
doing... I don't
think I owe you anything for your baby, but you have me nailed. Like, I will absolutely bring a gift, no matter what. Even if I come, if Erica and her fiance invited me over if I just stopped by for a second to like pick them up on our way to something, I would bring a bottle. I would bring something. I just
pick us up.
Like pretend we're using my robot car to go to something fun.
Right.
Okay. I would bring, like if I'm walking inside your house, I'm going to bring you something. But as soon as you go, before you swing by, I've registered at Applejack Wine and Spirits. I'm like, no. I don't like that. I choose. I get to choose if I want to be nice to you. If you tell me I have to be nice and tell me how to be nice, then I don't want to do it.
Oh,
is that weird?
Oh, gosh.
No, that makes sense. I get what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I don't know. The grandmas, it feels like they don't have any of that stuff. They got rid of all of it. So how is it? There needs to be a kid-friendly place. The parents are supposed to pack up everything every time. What about the kids, like the grandparents who watch the kids every day after school? It's a lot of lugging.
If you want to watch the kids, then go buy the things for the plugs.
Or I'm saying the kids are getting gifts for their birthdays, for the baby shower, for like, take some of that, bring it over to grandma and grandpa's.
And leave it there.
I would like to just do this. I believe Aaron and I are on the same page. Down with showers. T-Hack and Erica are on a different page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pick a side. Shower or no shower at 303-222- 5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
I don't think I want to be in the room when we talk. What is old? How old is old?
It's a hard. Who are you referring to? Is it if, because if you're watching a kid, you're going, you're so old when they're teens. Mm. I look at my 4-year-old nephew and I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
But what do you, when do you think you'll be, feel, because there's a study out. You feel it?
Yeah.
Oh, but you're.
Yeah. My knees don't work like they used to.
Shut up. Really?
No, I'm so serious. It gets like so swollen. It's just one knee.
I feel the pressure changes.
You guys
are
legitimately making the. I wanted to talk about this study that came out, and I thought maybe we would all just poo-poo it together, but you guys are basically saying it's true.
But at the same time, I wouldn't call myself old.
But you're talking like my dad did before he died. Hey, a storm coming. I can feel it in my knees. What are you?
Oh, I feel it in my knees after I hike and they get a little swollen. One of them.
I'm a billion years older than you and yeah. I don't feel it.
That's because you get treatment.
Yeah, like I'm just too poor for that.
That's not true.
I can't inject myself with stuff to make me younger. It's hard being this poor slacker.
Did you get Botox this week?
Oh, I forgot about that.
T-Hack for the win. Dude, your little black book is my favorite thing. That is, like, according to Gen Z and millennials, they think we're old.
Young millennials.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Well, what's that?
Because all three of us, except for you, are millennials.
No. Aaron's a Z. She tries to pretend she's
millennial.
Not. She's a Z.
I'm on the cusp.
You're like the year?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. T-Hack
are you
and
a
I
young millennial or an old millennial?
We're like right in the middle, I think.
Yeah. I'm just pure
well,
bred
I guess
millennial.
Young if Aaron's... He's pure millennial. Mm-hmm. If Aaron's a cusp, then I'm probably a young millennial.
They think it starts at 35.
No. Don't put that on me.
But you're the one who says my knees. What is going on?
And I can't drink like I used to.
Are you? Please tell me you're kidding.
No, I'm so serious. I'm starting to get that thing where like a couple glasses of wine, I'm like, my head is hurting now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today, I literally out loud was like, oh, I have a shot in the fridge. And it's like a probiotic shot.
Right.
Not alcohol.
Right. Thank God you didn't just have a shot in the fridge.
Am I the youngest person in this room?
Maybe. When you go out to dinner and stuff, do you bring Tums? Does it cross your mind at all?
Okay, but
the
hold
Tums,
on.
The
hold
Tums
on.
Situation?
Before you answer that, we need to consider his diet. Because
what is going
eating
on?
A lot of fried food.
But I also bring Pepto.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You. I have it on me at all times.
Yeah, Aaron's got the good stuff.
I only bring Tums when I'm packing for a trip, okay? I will take some on my wedding day.
Yeah, of course. I'll probably take some on your wedding day.
You should. Yeah. There's going to be lots of tequila, lemonades,
I'm
or
being
whatever
totally
you
drink. Serious.
Probiotic shots.
Are you guys punking me right now? You have to be punking
me. Yeah,
we've
talked before this.
This is insane. You are so ancient. I don't bring any
of
that.
I don't think
ever.
This is ancient. I think this is paying attention to our bodies.
That's true.
Being healthy.
I don't remember. I don't think I've ever put a Tums in my mouth. That is crazy to me.
No way that's true.
I think when I was young, maybe my mom forced one of those chalky, nasty things
you were just
into my
pooping. Or you had a gurgly tummy.
This show is as off the rails as we can get. Everything is upside down. I think you guys are just completely messing with me right now.
Not at all.
No. No, I need a Tums.
Haven't you ever had like some acid reflux and you're like, I got to cut back on
I tough it out.
But you're like, oh like my a gosh, 24 no year old more like pasta and tequila. Like, yeah. I'll never forget.
But you don't drink pasta or eat, like you don't do that. You just said like 2 glasses of wine. I'm over there with my head and my knees. You don't even know what's happening to me over here. Like what?
It's been a long time since I've had a drink of hard alcohol. Can't get the acid reflux. Tequila really does it to me.
Yep. Okay. After a certain time a night, too.
Oh my gosh, exactly. You're done.
What time do you guys go to bed?
I try to go to bed by like 9, but it's about 10 these days.
Mine's like midnight.
Oh, wow. Oh, she's still young. She's still got it.
I would love people to text in if you're capable. If you're...
Well, they don't know how to use phones.
If your arthritic hands can grip your device, what year is old? Because you guys, are you 30 yet?
I'm 30, Aaron? Yeah. You came to my birthday party. Do you remember that?
See, it's hard when you're old to remember things.
What year is old? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I really fear that I'm becoming someone... I don't know if it's that I'm not proud of or that I don't recognize. No.
Are we really having a moment?
No, you guys, it's not that serious. But you're going to understand in a moment.
Because we have like a list we've been working on.
Yeah, no, I have... These are the things that Erica does that are you going to turn it into one of your
controversial.
You did that with me.
Wait, those were slackerisms. Those were things we, yeah.
You did a controversial ranking of slackerisms?
Yeah.
That's funny.
What do you think they would be? Just off the top of your head, what are things?
That was on the list.
It was
for
on
sure.
the list.
Yeah. What was number one?
The F word.
You know, I got to experience that right in my face yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I can't wait till that comes out. Okay. Yeah. What's wrong with you today?
No, it's actually nothing wrong. But last night, I'm going to pull up a photo for evidence here. Last night, we were hanging out at home. Swanson, my dog, was being amazing. And so my fiance said, it's time. And we tried... The backpack.
Oh my gosh.
Is that not the cutest photo you've ever seen? Yes, we'll post it on Instagram right now on stories. I worry we are becoming those people.
No, you are though.
Yeah, you have.
I don't know what
the fact that we just owned this and it was hanging out in the guest room. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's an act I couldn't see it. It's a backpack that he's in.
It's made like for essentially. And his little paws are on Dane, my fiance's shoulders. It has like little slits to put his legs through.
Okay.
And then he's carabinered in. So like he can't jump out necessarily. Although, you know, it's to his collar. So like if he tried to jump out, he would choke himself.
Then he'd stop.
We're working on the details here.
Can I just say, I need to ask you a very serious question. Are you sure you want to put that on the gram? Like for real?
Why not?
Because my ovaries moved when I saw that. And I don't have... He's jacked. I mean, he's got huge arms.
Oh, you're
sleeve.
Talking about my fiance? I thought you were talking about the dog.
And then, he's all nurturing with the dog. Oh,
do
my God.
Do you
want to
see another photo from last night? You're going to die.
Oh, dude,
he's
you cannot put these photos out there.
Kiss of our baby Swanson. But like...
That's... What do you call that? The thing that
thirst trap.
Thirst trap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're afraid that is thirst trapping my fiance.
Yes. Oh my God.
No, this is a real cute. Like Swanson's looking at the camera too. I didn't call his name. Aww. He just looked at me for approval because I think he was why am I in this thing?
I agree with Erica. I'm worried that you're becoming those people. My ovaries didn't move.
That didn't do anything for
my
you.
My eyes rolled, but I didn't quite.
What? It's because you hate your dogs.
No, you care. It's a dog. It's the best part about being outside for a dog is getting to be outside, running around.
You're missing
and stuff,
something. You're missing something.
His short legs.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got real short legs.
You're going to marry him. Don't talk about him that way.
The dog!
My God, no.
Are you? What just happened to you?
That was so funny. Yeah. I like got kind of snotted a little bit.
Perfect. Yeah. I just like if you saw, you know, a couple on a hike. Multi miles. Swanson can't do multi miles.
This is it. So like they have to do that because
with like big rock steps that he can't quite make it up.
Would you judge us?
Why would you bring him? What am I missing?
So
why
then
would
they
you
can
bring
go
him in-
somewhere for like 6 hours? The dog still is not alone.
Yeah, slackers. Yeah, because like this weekend we're boarding or just putting him in daycare for a day so we can go hike.
Yeah.
So what if we could bring him?
Did you not have that for your baby? No, never mind, because you guys don't hike.
No, but I had a carrier. It was on the front, not the back.
Like the baby Bjorn?
So you could take the baby wherever. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you have the one where your baby faced you, like more indigenous people style, like a papoose or whatever? Or did you have the one that's the baby's like an accessory on the front with its arms out?
They could flip either way.
Oh, so it had armholes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And the difference is we rarely left the kid home alone by itself.
Okay.
Like with a bowl of water. So
or you boarded right? it.
Yeah.
I see rarely. What you're saying.
Just a few times.
We
but.
Could leave him, but we don't want to.
But dude, they want to enjoy Colorado. I think it's, this is weird for me because I really normally want to viciously attack Erica.
Normally.
But
I think this is okay. Response.
I think.
Okay. If you're a dog backpack person, I'd love a text of how you got them used to it because I'm scared.
I'm scared.
No, I think once you get out of your house, he'll calm down.
Yeah, I mean, clearly he was kind of calm in that photo, but
here, just don't go. Don't make your first hike like all the way in Red Rocks or something. Just walk around your neighborhood.
I suggested a walk around the neighborhood, then maybe graduate to like Sloan's Lake.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then a hike.
You are so close to a stroller, though.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Dumb radio ahead. We're going to get down in the weeds on salad. Like, what? Salad is going to be, it's controversial. I know that word.
Look out.
Salad. What is a salad? Is anything with just lettuce on the base of salad?
Well,
because chicken salad, it's like, I think to me, when I say salad, I'm always thinking of lettuce, but then it's like, because I don't like it when people go, oh, I'm having a tuna salad sandwich. It's like, just say tuna. Because it's not a salad.
It is tuna salad.
It's not tuna salad.
Because you can't say, I'm having a chicken sandwich and have it mean chicken salad. I know, I got you there and you hate that.
But what makes it a salad at that point? Is it the mayo that you add into it?
Mayo doesn't make it a salad.
I'm looking up the definition of salad. A cold dish, so it has to be cold, but there are warm salads.
Are there warm salads? There's cold soups, but not warm salads.
That would be called a...
Vichyssoise?
No.
No, what is cold soup? It's a...
Vichyssoise is a cold soup.
It starts with a G, I think.
Gazpacho.
There's not EO on it. I think it's just gazpacho.
I don't know.
Remember the risotto, dude? Sorry, if you're the risotto, dude.
A cold dish of various mixtures of raw or cooked vegetables, usually seasoned with oil, vinegar, or other dressings.
Okay, then tuna salad and chicken salad don't meet that requirement.
Yes, you they do.
How? That's not vegetables.
It's all about the mixture, not the greens. In culinary terms, salad refers to a dish made of mixed ingredients, often bound by a dressing like mayo or a vinaigrette.
Shoot, she got me there.
So like,
is mayo a dressing? Could you just get mayo on your lettuce? Like,
no,
ranch? I don't
gross.
Know. It's a condiment, I would say.
Yes. I just think, because then all of a sudden goulash or a casserole is a salad.
No.
But that's
because you're mixing a bunch of crap and putting like a...
It has to be cold.
Oh, but once you chill it in the fridge, oh, I'm having
colder
last
room temp, a combination of ingredients held together by a dressing or sauce.
Because the Midwest gets into that funny territory too, where there's marshmallows in salad. Everything's a salad. Everything's
just frog's eye salad. Mm-hmm.
I'm upset with the Midwest salads.
And they have their own
Midwest
set of
salad?
Rules.
You should be. Good.
Hold on.
What did you say?
They have their own set of rules.
They do.
The Midwest?
Mm-hmm. Like an ambrosia salad.
Which is what?
I don't even know.
Is that the one with grapes?
And I really love my future salad. Mother-in-law, but she made ambrosia salad for Christmas.
Is that
and
the
I was
pink
like,
one with like whipped cream?
Yes.
Gross.
It's,
I like that
it?
One.
That's what? Not a salad. It's a dessert.
It is a dessert. But I like it.
Most ambrosia recipes contain canned or fresh pineapple, mandarin orange slices, miniature marshmallows, and coconut.
It's just a bunch of those nasty fruits in a can.
Oh, like, I love it.
There's nothing salad about it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And I just didn't have any at Christmas. And so, I felt bad.
That's my entire life growing up in the Midwest. When you go to grandparents and you're like, all right, time to eat. And it would just be
orange salad,
green salad, yellow salad, potato salad. Just everything's a salad.
Jello salad's not a salad.
I'm just saying, there's one made out of Jello. Is there
I
not?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Ugh, and you're just like, I'll just
so what is a salad? Like, to this room, can you tip... This is my beef ball with salads. I think you can tip it too far. I think there are people out there who are like, I'm just going to have a salad for dinner. And then you just put so much crap on it, it's lost its meaning. It lost the plot. Mm-hmm. It's like...
Yes
it's
and like, no, because I remember when I used to do research studies, there was like a month period where they made every single meal for me. And a lot of the
times...
You're
saying... for people listening.
Yeah, what?
She wasn't a scientist. She was the experiment.
I was the experiment, yes.
When she's saying she's doing research studies, she's getting paid for them to poke, prod,
do things. I love doing studies.
I'm not even slightly kidding. Erica's looking at me like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had my kidney biopsied for my whatever.
It was her and a bunch of rats.
So there's like a month period where they made every single meal I had to eat that certain days, like at a specific time. And they would do a salad for dinner. And they told me, if you're super full, don't worry about eating the greens. Eat the other stuff because that's the filling stuff. The greens don't matter.
But the greens are what makes a salad. A green, when you're trying to be healthy, you're eating the greens because you need the fiber or something.
You're eating the greens and also there might be other vegetables on top. And then you have a protein because you need protein.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. You're a fraud. That's not a salad. You believe a Cobb salad is a salad.
I do believe
a Cobb salad is a way to get bacon, corn, eggs. Mm-hmm. Like you're
It's really not that unhealthy if you're limiting your amount of bacon and then the dressing you're putting on it. If you're putting
how much
ranch
lettuce are we talking
dressing?
To? Because I've seen Cobb salads where like from you're walking by it, you can't see lettuce.
Well, that's probably not a great salad then.
That's what I'm saying. Or it's like you go to a restaurant and they're like, oh, I have the Mediterranean salad. And you're like, what's meant? Oh, there's steak on it. And then there's like,
that wouldn't be Mediterranean.
Yeah, that really wouldn't.
It wouldn't?
No.
There's not really red meat in Mediterranean.
Yeah, probably chicken or like fish.
Oh, so everybody's just waiting for Slacker to make a mistake so he can jump on his salad opinions.
But when I was young, I feel like TX going to yell at me. I would not eat hamburgers, pizza. I didn't really like meat. I didn't want to eat chicken. So we would go out to dinner and I'd be like, the salad with ranch, please. And it wasn't that I thought I was healthy. I was, in fact, very unhealthy eating my lettuce with ranch every day.
Gross.
What? That was better than a burger?
Yeah, at the time? I really didn't like red meat as a kid. Pizza with pepperoni only. If there was sausage on it, I was out.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know what to tell you about
salad.
I don't
know what the answer to this question is. Because I wanna rewrite what a salad is. Like I don't
What
think
is your definition?
It's gotta be it's mostly lettuce. It can be or some green leafy thing. Arugula.
Well, that's a lettuce.
I don't know why I said that so aggressively.
Like, I love an arugula salad.
Me too. We need to crack down on the casseroles that are calling themselves salads. That's what we need.
Like potato salad?
Yes.
That's not a casserole.
But it's not a salad. What is that? I eat it every day because I'm on a diet.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do you guys remember Ray Gunn?
No.
The Australian breakdancer? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I might have an update on some of her family members.
Okay.
I have a story about something. Since when is this illegal?
Okay.
News to me.
That's a way to put it.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Two men in Australia.
Australia.
Put another shrimp on the barbie.
Hugh Jackman. Okay. Wallaby. Didgeridoo.
Oh, this show is like 3 hours too long.
Yeah. Two men in Australia were caught on camera. Oh. They were attempting, I don't really know what they were attempting, but they failed it. One guy like ran away on fire and
on fire?
Yeah. And then there was another guy who was like in a puddle of gasoline.
Okay.
Were they trying to like fire?
I think they were trying to like be thieves.
Oh. Then they went with a liar, liar, pants on fire, gasoline.
I don't know where that came in.
Yeah.
But it's so bad that the police or whoever they are there in Australia down under posted videos saying, you're not watching professionals.
Okay.
Which brings in Ray Gunn and her breakdancing.
Okay.
Yes.
So are they caught or do they just like, they didn't really do anything wrong other than lighting themselves on fire?
It was just embarrassing.
So everyone in Australia is a liar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they're okay.
Nah.
That's literally
they're criminals.
I don't know.
All right.
My story's out of Louisiana.
Oh.
Face like molasses.
Yeah, like Nolans. Nolans. There is a 66-year-old man down there in Louisiana.
All right.
He was found in one of those display sheds in a home improvement store.
Oh, very nice. You know those places.
They have them kind of outside. Yeah. He was in there. He apparently had his phone. He was watching something on his phone and the workers kind of could see him through the window, and he was... Yeah, he was,
bud.
He was getting after it.
Happening more often than it should.
Yeah, apparently it's illegal.
He was inside.
He was 66 and getting after it in a display shed.
Yeah, he was taken into custody. He later admitted to the act. I don't see the problem. He's a DIYer.
T-Hack. Stop that.
Where doers get things done.
Thank you.
Men need hobbies.
Do you think there was a hoe in the shed?
Oh, she went for it.
Yeah. But to clarify, it is illegal.
Okay.
Highly illegal.
Okay.
So yeah, very public.
Yeah, those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.